This is Radio City's Weekend Wake Up.
Wake up.
Radio City 96.7.
Now let's go back to before your first single and your first album came out, because things got kind of crazy before they got really crazy, because you were named the Critics' Choice, the first Critics' Choice winner at the Brit Awards. Did that put a load of extra pressure on you before things had really kind of kicked off?
It was pretty overwhelming. It was just so sudden as well, because it's like people thought that I just popped out my mum singing Chasing Pavements from birth, and I hadn't. I studied music at college and stuff like that, and just trying to kind of find my feet and like get a bit of experience playing live to like people that didn't know me, rather than just gigs where it was just my mum and friends and family that would come along. And then it was literally just overnight. It was like I did one interview, and then all these publications were like taking the interview and picking it apart. And it's really weird when you're first like quoted out of context. It's really weird because you've never dealt with it. So you just like, it hurts your feelings. And it was all just, it was all really, really overwhelming and kind of really important part of my career. So it's, and I've always wanted a Brit Award. So still, sometimes when I'm drunk, I get it out and I'm like, hello, you. My poor nan, bless her. My nanny Doreen, right? A couple of days after I got announced as the Brit Award Critics' Choice winner, journalist went round her house, and she's so cute, she let him in and started showing them baby pictures and everything. And I just had to go, nan, no, you don't let him in, they're the devil.
And what do you make of this year's winner, Jessie J? Do you know much about...
We went to school together.
Oh, right, you were at the Brit School at the same time.
She joined when she was 16, and she did musical theatre. I think her voice is phenomenal. I prefer her acoustic stuff to her big singles.
You're going to be playing in Manchester in April, your UK tour, when that is. But, of course, this week you were up in Liverpool getting a kind of taster for that.
Yeah.
Playing at the Cavern now.
I know.
Was that
very
a bit...
exciting.
Was that just kind of... Yes, I'll come and do that one.
Absolutely. I didn't know until like kind of the day of that it was at the Cavern Club or the night before. And it's really, it's just a huge part of life, isn't it? Like the Beatles and like Liverpool and the Cavern Club and stuff like that. But also I was meant to go to Liverpool for school. I was meant to move there.
Oh, right.
But I pretty much had like my kind of uni life half set up, and then I got signed, so I never came. And of course, Rebecca Ferguson. Love her.
Do you like Rebecca?
I adore her. She's the most charismatic singer vocally that's ever been on the X Factor. No, but everyone was saying that she's got no personality. You know Paloma Faith?
Yes.
She adores her, right? I saw her at the Royal Variety.
Yeah.
And she was going on about how she's got this like little minxy personality. Rebecca, I just reckon she ain't come out of it yet.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, I think on the final, when she actually got to perform at the Echo Arena, I mean, for somebody who's never performed at that kind of venue before, and I started just in the final, started to notice maybe we're kind of ticking over personality, maybe something's kind of coming through.
I reckon she's right up my street in terms of a mate, like brilliant. But I mean, her voice, it was just like timeless, man. It wasn't even like she could sing anything. And you know what, I'm actually really relieved that she didn't win. I reckon because she didn't win, I reckon she'll get a little bit more time to really grow and develop, and I think she's going to come back and smash it.
One final thing I've got to ask you. I'm not sure whether this is true or not, whether it's an urban myth, but did your mum make you an eye patch?
No, this is a lie. Well,
okay,
it's not a lie. It's not a lie.
It's
not a lie.
Okay.
It's sort of misinterpreted.
Okay.
It was my idea. Basically, I was ill and I had conjunctivitis or something. And so we went to the thing just to get something to stop me itching my eye constantly. So, and it wasn't going to be an eye patch. It was going to be a bit of a bandage or a big plaster.
Yeah.
Saw an eye patch. Loved Gabrielle. Mum, can I have an eye patch? Yeah, all right, I'll get you a plaster as well. And then we got home and then I begged her to sew some sequins onto it, like Gabrielle does in that Dreams video.
Yes.
And she did it, and I wore it to school and got cussed out of school.
We'll leave it at that. It's been so, so great to have you on the full weekend set of shows here at Radio City. And good luck with the single and the album.
Thanks.
And good luck with the tour as well.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
I want you to get up right now.
Radio City's Weekend Wake Up.
Radio City 96.7.